I am John Yao, and this is Poetry Now. I spend every day writing. I usually am working on essays about art or reviews about art. And often a line will come to me when I'm sort of resting or daydreaming or something. And this first line came to me. They are dying out, and I want to reach them before they are gone. I think I didn't want to name who they were or are. I think I wanted the reader to think about all the different life dying out. We're in a situation now, you know, with global warming and various other factors, wars, that you hear about dying every day, right? And then the notion of they, I think, was also important. I wanted to play with, could you be vague and precise at the same time? Hearsay song. They're dying out, and I want to reach them before they are gone. Not that I know what I would say to them when I get there. Their songs rippling beneath temporary sky as I approach, as I'm doing now, even though I am nowhere near wherever they are, swirling and blossoming dust and dreaming they are not. They are dying out, and I want to reach them before they are gone, just as I want to reach myself before I too am gone, another blossom sliding into slime. What notes do I hear drenched in fiery sky? Are these ghosts rising up before me, or gasps of dust near a lake covered by algae? They're dying out, and I want to reach them before their names vanish, before they become ghosts dying in pink algae and ruined vowels. Not that I know what their songs say, telling sting of monstrous human torrent, wheeling above burning story of lost lives, tapering branches of smoke, red and yellow leaves falling. They're dying out, and I want to reach them before my name joins theirs in plastic matrimony, before a blue-eyed undertaker powders my nose, or I turn to powder and squirt gun of unprofitable insects, secrets folded away, never rinsed in scum corner, history erasing traces of its nothing new. You know, I think writing sometimes is between highly conscious and then at the same time being open to things. Like, so you don't want to make a poem. At least I don't overdetermine, like, everything means this or that. I often start with a line without a subject in mind. I like to write poems where I don't know what the next line would be. As much as I'm interested in narrative, I don't want to know what the next line will be or the next step, because that seems like it's based on some kind of logic, and I don't feel like logic is something of interest to me in poetry.
That was John Yao in his poem, Hearsay Song. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.